Hello, friends. Well, it has been anything but boring around here. So let's see. Today is Monday. Yesterday, services went fantastically well. We had a lower group. A lot of our people were sick, out, COVID confined, and so forth, but still had a good group. Just you could tell there were a good number of people out, but always good. It was so great to see everyone. They're so friendly. So glad to have us back, and we to be back. Right now, I'm in the living room. It's warm. That's a good thing. It's not outside, but it is in the house. The stove is going, the wood stove, and Mimi is over in the kitchen teaching her English classes again. And yes, I haven't gotten to that luggage story, but I do plan to send an audio for those of you who might be interested in hearing what all happened, at least what we saw, because behind the scenes, I don't know what the Lord did for that to happen. But at any rate, as many of you already posted or mentioned, the Lord is the one who does that kind of thing. So that was interesting. And our services, we've stopped having breakfasts just because COVID is crazy here as far as the incidents. They have different ways of rating it than in the States, but it's up. Whereas, you know, in the States we were traveling everywhere, and here and there sporadically there was a person with COVID or someone that, you know, didn't come to church because they were confined or something like that. I mean, I could count on one hand the cases that I heard of at the different 11 different churches we were in. Well, here we've got our church, every town that our church represents is like through the roof with cases, and they're warning, you know, about the ICUs becoming full again. Now, probably because they didn't increase the number of them, but anyway, whatever. That's top news the whole time. And then, of course, there's a new variant situation that is politicized on all sides. So we'll see. They're talking about restrictions coming back before or for Christmas, and we'll see. Hopefully they won't, you know, do anything like confine us to provinces again and that kind of thing, because we've got a wedding down south coming up in less than a month. So anyway, then let me see. Okay, so wanting to start meeting with our men again, and start going out with each one of them, at least one a week if possible. And I've decided to give them an illustrated version of Pilgrim's Progress that I just ran across. And so I know some of them have read it, some of them may have it, but this is sort of a nice addition with some artwork. And so I think it'll be good, if nothing else, just a reminder. But a number of them are newer men, as in the last few years, you know, and they won't have heard of it probably. So looking forward to doing that. Okay, so yesterday we went up and saw a bunch of water coming down, but no big issues. But today we went up, Mimi and I, and oh my word, that picture that I sent to those of you on WhatsApp, that isn't a good picture. That's a horrible picture. That means the water up top has come up again. Sure enough, there was an issue, big issue. Doesn't take much. I'm going to put together a little video thing of pictures and videos of the scenario today for those who might be interested in watching it. And might even give a few lessons from the water. I've done it before, I think, in the past, the lessons of the water, but apparently we may not have learned them well enough. I don't know. One of the things is water is always going to surprise you as where it goes. So that's it again. We had the trenches clear for the most part, but anyway. So I'll prepare that at some point, send you the link if you're interested in it, why enjoy it. And so I think I'm going to leave it at that for now. Just jumping into the swing of things. And at midnight, I woke up. Well, yesterday, okay, before the last night, Saturday night, first night, slept 12 hours with a few little wake-ups, but 12 hours basically. Got up, did the devotional, a YouTube devotional, went to church, had a great morning, and was fine. Got sleepy at 10 last night. And so we went to bed at somewhere around 10 o'clock. And then I woke up at 12, midnight, and really wasn't too sleepy. Stayed in bed for an hour and a half and finally said, fooey on this. So I came up to the living room. Came out to the living room and just started working away as if the morning had started, you know. And finally at about 3, I got sleepy again. And Mimi got up and she was up and doing things. So anyway, I thought that first solid 12 hours of sleep would bump us back on track. But yeah, we didn't sleep anything that night coming over. Mimi didn't sleep a wink. I dozed a couple of times, but the trip over the Atlantic, here I go on a rabbit trail, but the trip over the Atlantic was actually the shortest we've ever had, really, because we went from the East Coast, as in up north, New York, to Portugal, Lisbon. There isn't a shorter trip to Europe than that one. So it was only six hours and, I don't know, a little bit. So it wasn't that long. Now, it felt like, 20 hours, but still, it wasn't that long. Which, so whatever little sleep might have happened wasn't very much. And then there was a humongous line in Lisbon. Oh, my goodness. We almost didn't make our connection. We had plenty of time. But they did a good job at calling out those who had planes in order of taking off and getting people through the lines. And they had an expedite line kind of thing. And so anyway, we almost missed our flight up to Spain, but at least we were in the continent. Okay, I'll let it go at that. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for your communication. Love to hear from you, and God bless you. Goodbye.